And who would have believed that we have an old friend on the phone? Maybe less of the old, but he is older than me. It's Matt CB. Morning, Matt.
Morning. Yeah, less of the old.
Yeah. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we heard you on the airways. We miss you on Radio Woking, Matt.
Christmas, but be careful.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We miss you on Radio Woking, Matt.
Yeah, I miss being there too. But you never know what the future may hold.
Yes, hopefully, Matt, coming back on the radio in 2024, we'll start a Facebook campaign or something. I mean, yeah. How have you been, though, Matt?
I've been busy, yeah. New jobs are going well, housing and stuff getting sorted, lots going on.
And it all happens at once, doesn't it? Like, literally, it everything. Does, yeah, so, yeah, new job, new vehicle, new life, basically, you know, new house.
Yeah, bits of life coming together, but coming together all at once, meaning you have to sort it all out, so.
Yeah. There you go. But it's exciting what's going to happen. So
it will be. I think 2024 will be a very, very good year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And 2023 then, a lot of year gone by, what would you say sort of your highlights are, the things that stand out as highlights of the year?
There's been a few, actually. I mean, obviously doing several shows and AMA and with Simon, as short-lived as it was a great show to do on radio terms. Getting housing approved and finding somewhere to live independently within 2024 was good. My new job was good. I got a new chair because I broke the lump.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about that.
got lots of new cars, had loads of adventures, did loads of cool stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, it's really good to meet you as well. I think this is what Christmas is all about, you know, catching up. And, miss having you here on a Sunday morning, because I know we did live on Sunday for many years, really, sort of since Lyle was passing.
It's over 3 years, I think.
And it's just circumstances, isn't it, really, that prevented you from coming in and doing it. So, yeah, we miss you, but who knows? There may be the odd Sunday when you're around, you're at a loose end, you might want to come back and join us.
Or you want a day off.
Yeah, you're always welcome. How's the Christmas preparations going?
They're going well, actually. I've actually got a very good year because I'm not doing anything for 3 days. I've got a friend coming over today to do dinner, and they're bringing everything with them. I'm going over to another friend's tomorrow and then round to my brother's on Boxing Day. I haven't got to do anything until the 27th.
Ah, there you go. That's good. I think this is great for Christmas, isn't it? When you can relax, you can chill out.
It's a bit like Dawn French in the Vicar of Dibley.
Just go around eating and, and then go to a gym in the new year, maybe. Just focus.
That's still a membership that's going. In fact, that's one of my highlights of the year. The fact that my membership is still active and I still use it in December because I was there last week.
Do you know, that is an achievement, because most of us, you know, in January, taking out a gym membership as a New Year's resolution, and by February, you're like, I can't be bothered to go. That's the sort of thing I would do. I found myself getting a gym membership, and I got as far as the cafe. I think I went through their whole coffee menu and their cake menu. Didn't actually get into the gym. I thought, this is stupid. I'm paying 40 quid a month, and I'm just going and eating cakes. I mean, there's a lovely cafe, but still. Yeah, then I just sat on a bike and took a picture, put it on social media and said, look, I've been to the gym, and then went home again. I mean,
that's typical you, right?
Yeah, typical me. I'm the guy that eats donuts in the gym, in the seating area. You know, get a few funny looks, but it's fine.
And what people don't know is we actually work together. So those that are worried about us falling out, because people did ask me on social media whether we had a big falling out. We haven't.
No. Each other all the time. It was nothing of these musical differences. You know, when a band split up, it's like musical differences. No. We're still good friends, aren't we?
We are.
I hope. Are we?
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
We'll see. We're exchanging presents later today, so we'll see. If one of them's not happy, we'll know.
Does this depend on what you get for me for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll know if you're not happy because you have that look on your face.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I've got a good poker face. I'm sure I love your present, though. So, something that we started doing, because, you know, you used to be able to, you know, keep things under control on a Sunday morning, bring a sense of calm and professionalism. See, you've got it cleared off. I've now brought this singing called John in the Shower, which you may or may not be listening to, where I sing a song in the shower. I'm wondering, you know, I don't say what you think it is, but I'm just wondering if you know, if I play you a little clip of me singing in the shower, which Shay was present for the recording of, actually, which sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it?
That does sound very
So, yeah, this is me singing in the shower.
I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's night, and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell, and the Christmas tree smell, and the eyes full of tinsel and fire.
So you listen back to that, it sounds like I'm rapping, doesn't it? There's, I mean, how would you rate my singing, first of all? Be nice, it's Christmas.
You're true,
that
you were tired.
If this is X Factor, would I be through to the next round?
I will say probably, but towards far as I'm going.
Okay, well, yeah, you're so nice. I mean, it is Christmas after all. Okay, so...
I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to...
No. Tell me off air. We'll see if you're right and we can get your name on the winner's list. But we're playing the Christmas alphabet game. I wondered if you wanted a little quick-fire round of this. What do you like at these sort of word games and things like that?
I'll give it a go.
Okay, so it's quick-fire. So what we're doing is we're taking all this... I mean, it's a long word, Christmas, isn't it? Particularly when you've got to come up with letters. So we've got some music, and we're gonna have a go at this. So let's put the music on. As it's Christmas, let's do this. So, Matt Seabee, this is your Christmas alphabet. What's your C going to be for?
Cracker.
Oh, I like that one. H?
Holly.
Okay, R?
Rudolph.
Oh, okay, I?
Oh! I'm struggling with the ice.
That is hard, isn't it? I mean...
You could have ice.
It is.
You could have ice, yeah. Or you could, yeah.
Yeah, I might go with ice. Thanks, Ashley.
No
yeah,
worries.
Okay, yeah, and if you're in doubt, just ask Ashley. This is like, you know, ask the audience. Me. Ask Ashley. That's your lifeline.
That's
cool. SS.
You've had... One of three lifelines, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so S is for Secret Santa, you say. Yeah, that's good, I like that.
There we go.
Which, in our case, for our workplace, didn't actually happen. It's been postponed to January, so it's for a Secret January Santa. But anyway, so we've done this. T, what's your T for?
Tree.
Oh, that's a nice easy one. M?
Magical.
Oh, A?
Apple.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll give you that one, Apple, yeah. And the final S?
Will be for
Sleigh Ride. Oh, there you go.
Oh, Sleigh Ride.
Ooh, on, you've done very well there. With that I is, I think everybody we've done this with actually is finding the I quite happy. I mean, you know, you could have an icicle, I suppose, for that, couldn't you? Igloo,
well,
possibly.
Thanks for that.
There you go. Well, yeah, you go. Ashley's helped you out. There you go. So, yeah, that's actually that's your unofficial lifeline. Ask Ashley. Okay, there we go. If you want to take part, by the way, in our Christmas alphabet challenge, do get in touch with us here at Radio Woking 01483 485 265, or email studio@radiowoking.co.uk.
You'll have done well.
Oh yeah, there you go. If anyone's got any imaginative ones for I, because I think that is the problematic one.
We need to ask about the I, don't we?
Yeah, I mean...
You know what we always used to do when I was on the show and we were stuck?
Yeah.
Do you remember who we used to ask because she would always help out?
Rosie.
Or Donna.
Or Donna, yeah. I'm hoping that Rosie and Donna...
Good eyes, then we'll be all right.
I mean, there was an obvious one, actually, and I, when you think about it, this has come to my mind, actually. I'm not going to say that, because if we start just reading off, it's, you know, you could... If you, so I seems to be the problematic one. Okay, well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Matt, and
Merry Christmas,
a Happy New Year. And what Christmas song can we play for you this morning?
Can I have Under the Tree by Kelly Clarkson?
Ooh, okay. That's a song. You're not getting Under the Tree with Kelly Clarkson. Just checking.
Oh, no.
No, I haven't got time for that. I've got to do that.
You never get up again, Matt. Okay. Let's get this one on. Have you got any messages for our listeners, by the way, before we... there you go.
Have a great Christmas. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. And good luck for 2024.
You too, Matt. Thank you. Lovely to have you on the programme this morning.
Good to be back.
There you go.
More regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully see more of you in 2024 on the radio. We'll hear more of you at least. And we'll get your song on. Oh, Kelly Clarkson, Under the Trees. Thank you, Matt. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning.
How are we, producer Shay?
We doing fine.
We love the Shay shout-outs. This is a new thing, I think. Luke's thinking he's going to have that for his afternoon show.
Well, you're going to have that for your afternoon show, Luke, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes, to my show as well, but I get mine going.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not, like...
And you, Ashley.
Maybe not cooking the turkey every hour, because, you know...
No, I don't think so, no.
That's a lot of turkeys every hour. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Shay. Oh, it's 2 o'clock, let's get
the
turkey.
That's why there's a shortage of turkey, she said.
3 o'clock, let's get turkey out of the oven.
2 o'clock.
4 o'clock turkey.
But it was good fun. Now, I really enjoyed it yesterday, John.
Yes, so for those of you wondering what happened yesterday, well, yeah, yesterday was kind of our Christmas Day because we recorded our Christmas Day show, which you can hear tomorrow from 9 o'clock, and we had a bit of fun with the Christmas alphabet game and Christmas traditions and everything else, so yeah, that was good fun. So you can hear that tomorrow.
Sorry, John?
Yeah, so you can hear that tomorrow from 9 o'clock.
That's right, yeah.
On Radio Awaken. And after we did Shay and I went to a garden centre, and what happened at the garden centre, Shay?
We played around with these toys that would talk to you. You'd be saying Radio Woken, and then it says Radio Woken back to you.
It's impressive.
I found it really hilarious. It was really good.
So we were standing there having a conversation about things, just random stuff, and suddenly, like, hundreds of these toy Santas and reindeers and whatever else they were, and gingerbread men started repeating. They're all set up. I was like, this is a little bit weird. And so then Shay ended up having a conversation with a gingerbread man, as you do. I said, hello, gingerbread man. He said, hello, gingerbread man.
Yeah.
I mean, we were quite excited by that.
It was so funny, and I was thinking then, and then I thought, but it was too late. I thought, well, that'd be a good one for a Radio Woken jingle, you know? It'd be good.
What are you talking to a gingerbread man?
Did you ask by any chance, Shay? Did you ask the gingerbread man if they cooks the turkey?
No, I didn't ask him that, no.
I mean, it's good that you're on it with Christmas. I mean, everyone needs some Shay shout-outs every hour. You know,
mad,
3 o'clock, turkey. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Turkey!
Turkey, yeah.
Have you read your Christmas cards? It's like, yo,
are your presents?
Are your sprouts cooked?
I mean, yes. So that might be something we look at in 2024. Producer Shay having an hourly present.
Shay shout-outs.
Shay's hourly shout-outs, and then, yeah. There you go. How have you been now? What have you been up to, Shay, apart from talking to two talking gingerbread men?
I've been fine. I've been I've had a good rest when I got you dropped me back home, John, so that was good.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I've done that.
That's good.
And then, that's all I did, really.
Oh, okay. That's exciting. Merry Christmas, Shay. What's that, a rest?
Merry Christmas.
Well,
okay.
Have you not
done anything else festive this week then, Shay? Apart from cooking turkeys.
I'll be going for a roast turkey later on down the Running Horse pub.
Are you going to go stand in the kitchen and go, cook your turkey? Get out my kitchen, Shay. Get out of the kitchen. Cook your turkey.
It's 2 o'clock.
Is it too hot in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So what are you doing for Christmas Day, Shay?
Christmas Day, I'm going to have somebody round for Christmas Day lunch.
I know you'll be cooking a turkey as well. Are you cooking a turkey as well?
Well, never know.
Right, Dave?
You never know.
Okay, find out when I get there. Okay. Are you having turkey for Christmas meal then?
Yeah. Oh. I'm having turkey and all the trimmings and everything.
Oh, nice. Are you a fan of sprouts?
Everything. Oh, I love the sprouts. Yes. Yeah, very, very good.
You can
good,
keep your sprouts, too.
I love the fact that...
Pardon? Do you not like Brussels sprouts?
I can't stand Brussels sprouts, no.
You know?
They're lovely. Yeah.
Do you know what, Shay? All these supermarkets reducing Brussels sprouts down to, you know, 15p, 19p a bag. You know, there's a certain whiff in the air around Woking, I notice. Cheap sprouts. It has that effect on people, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does. But so what are you doing, Chris Day, then, Luke, apart from listening to the show?
And cooking your turkey.
I'm cooking my turkey. So I'll be listening to the show, cooking my turkey, and opening the presents. No, but I'm just going down to my cousin's actually on Christmas Day, so that's going to be quite exciting.
Well, that'd be good.
Yes, and we usually play a game of werewolf. We call it werewolf.
What's werewolf?
So pretty much, it's a fantastic... it's exactly, it's weird like that. So it's pretty much... Literally, you start, you know, howling at everything. So, you pretty much have this werewolf, and he's like the murderer, such. It's pretty much a game of like murder mystery type thing, but the murderer is the werewolf, so you've got to figure out who the werewolf is.
If you go into the woods today, you're about to.
Sounds very festive.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with charades? You know, you Gen Z
people. We do charades too. We love
no, this
charades.
Is a modern version.
Right. Okay. What about you, Ashley? What are you doing for Christmas Day?
I'm going to be having a Christmas breakfast at my brother's house.
Oh,
between 9 and 12. Complete with salmon.
Oh,
salmon. Yes, nice.
Okay.
And after that, I'm going over to Croydon to a friend's house for my lunch.
Lovely. Producer Shay, we need constant reminders for Ashley. Have you got the salmon out of the fridge yet? Phone him up. I'll give you his number.
Please don't.
You're going over. Did I hear Croydon? That's where I was born.
Oh, were you? Okay. My friend's
there.
Parents live over there in Croydon. That's where we're all going.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice for you.
Do you want some Christmas cracker jokes then, Shay?
Go on then.
Yeah. What do you call an obnoxious rude? What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
Obnoxious. I don't know.
Rudolph. And what do snowmen have for breakfast?
Don't know.
Snowflakes.
That's an odd one.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Let's have a look. What's green, covered in tinsel, and goes ribbit, ribbit?
Oh, don't know.
A missile toad.
Oh.
And how many letters are there in the Christmas alphabet?
Oh, there you got me now. We're back on track as
we
did yesterday.
There's only 25 because there's no L. Noel.
No.
I was thinking we could ask Google what they think the Christmas joke is, couldn't we? Do you want to hear one?
Ask
Google.
We can ask Google. He's getting a bit. Yeah.
Here we go, getting technical now.
This is hanging out with Luke, the Gen Z.
Shall I try? Okay, Google, tell us a Christmas joke.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I don't think it's good.
Oh, tell us a Christmas joke. Here we go, it's coming.
What do Santa's little helpers learn at school? The alphabet.
Okay. Okay. On that note, Shay, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas, Shay.
Have a good one, Shay.
Yeah. And Shay, we have a special Christmas song lined up. Would you like to introduce it?
I would. It's Christmas Rapping. It's a great tune. And Merry Christmas to everybody who, you know, are listening. And have a lovely day, everybody, tomorrow.
And we'll speak to you next week for New Year's Eve.
We will do.
See you. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Shay.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Make sure your turkey's in the oven.
Yes, do.
There we go. Lovely.
Bye, Shay. And we've got Matthew from Woking on the line. Morning, Matthew. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. How's Christmas Eve going for you so far today?
Pretty good. Just reading some books and eating chocolate.
Okay, like I do in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that? So, okay, this word, Jokkablokkaflod, is that how you pronounce it? That's probably completely wrong, isn't it?
Let me just get out the tablet and...
Oh, you're going to give us the proper pronunciation?
Probably might butcher it too, but here we go. Jokkablokkaflod.
That sounds better than my pronunciation, I think, so we'll go with that. Anyway, yeah, that sounds like a nice tradition. I like that. And what are you doing for Christmas this year, then?
Well, for me, I'm kind of having, like, difficulties with celebrating this year with everything that's just been going on. Mm. So it's just kind of hard for me to, you know, have that Christmas spirit without being a bit humbuggy and grinchy. Yep.
No, I get that, and it's not an easy time of year for a lot of people. There's a lot of people find this time of year very hard. But I hope you have the best Christmas that you can.
Yeah, it's just that sometimes Christmas can be a bit of a double-edged sword. Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, the media says it's the most wonderful time of the year, and there's sort of glitter and glamour everywhere, and it's not.
Yeah, and they just don't. It's just sometimes they tend to forget. Well, they do look at the behind the tinsel and the baubles, yes.
Yeah.
With like the cost of living and homelessness.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, isn't there? But for you, for 2023, what would you say if you were to look back over the year? Is there anything that kind of stands out as a highlight for the year?
I think it's when I discovered Andy's Man Club.
Yes. Yeah, so for those of us, I mean, I know all about Andy's Man Club, but do you want to tell people what is Andy's Man Club if they're not familiar with it?
Yeah, certainly, John. Geez, John, shameless plug-in.
Yeah,
okay,
fair enough. We'd like to say this plug-in.
Okay. So, Andy's Man Club is a club where people meet on Mondays, except for bank holidays and Christmas holidays, where people can, where men can get together in the Vine and drink tea, coffee, and talk about their emotions.
Yeah, and it's such a simple idea, but it's so powerful. It's been running for a while now in Woking. New group opening in Guildford as well, I believe, next year. So it's really gone from strength to strength, hasn't it?
Yes.
And what sort of motivates you to go there? Why is it such a great place for you to go to? And then,
well, I guess for me, it's just felt a bit lonely, felt very vulnerable.
Yeah, and you can go there, you can talk to people and things like that, and you're not judged as well, which I think is very important, isn't it?
No, because you're in a very safe place.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so that's meets, as we said, on a Monday, so not for the next couple of weeks, obviously because Christmas and New Year, but in the New Year, starting up on the 8th at the Vine Centre, 7 o'clock on a Monday evening every week, apart from bank holidays, and also in Belfields in Guildford as well, brand new club opening up. So, Matthew, would you like to play our Christmas alphabet game? I'm interested to see what you come up with.
Well, you have opened Pandora's box that is called Matthew, so...
Oh, okay, yeah, this could be quite interesting. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of Christmas music there. So we're spelling out the word Christmas, and we're going to start with C. So what's C for, then, in your Christmas alphabet, Matthew?
Chaotic.
Okay. H?
Helpline.
Okay. R?
Ooh, okay. Well, basically, it'll be rituals, really.
Yeah, okay. No one's come up with that one, actually. That's really good. Really like that. This is the one that a lot of people are struggling with. I.
So little bit of a Kwanzaa flair. Inari.
Inari, okay. That's good. And S. What's S for?
Let's see. S. Well, you're going to be sugar loaded, so yeah, sugar loaded.
I like this. It's your alternative Christmas message from Matthew. Okay, T, what's T for?
Well, it's got to be the basics. Tree,
yes, yes, you're, okay, and we're nearly there now. M, what's M for?
Meat.
Oh.
Turkey.
Okay.
Not sorry, vegans and vegetarians, I apologise.
Meat, yes, I like that. Okay. Or meat free could be for vegetarians and yeah, maybe, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, two more to go. We've got A. What's A going to be for?
Well, A. Well, another year.
Another year, I like this. And you've got another S. So one more. So what's the final one? What's your last S going to be?
I would say. Well, I don't know what other S's I can give. Sausage rolls.
I was going to say that's not festive, but actually, Lad Baby will probably have other ideas about
is.
That.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah. You can have a sausage roll for your Christmas dinner if you want. Yeah.
Come on, it's one of those Boxing Day staples.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll give you that. Thank you, Matthew. That was really good. That's Matthew's Christmas alphabet. So yeah, I hope you have the best Christmas that you can. Thank you for getting in touch, and thank you for coming on as well.
No problems, and Merry Christmas, John, and Merry Christmas to the crew as well.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Luke and Ashley said Merry Christmas as well this morning. Oh, there we go. He's gone, thank you. There's Matthew with his Christmas alphabet, and this is the Beach Boys for Andy.
Hello, this is producer Shay. It's just coming up 12 o'clock, and I hope you got your roast turkey cooked, and I hope you all have a lovely day.
There you go. Thanks, Shay. That's Shay's shout out for this hour. We've got Andrew on the line from Woking. Morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Morning, just about morning. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And how's Christmas Eve for you so far? Yeah, what's happening around your house? No, just chilling out, relaxing.
Just chilling.
Have you got a Christmas jumper on?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. You will have tomorrow, though, I reckon.
I'm waiting for you to do it tomorrow, yeah.
So what jump are you wearing tomorrow, then, Andrew?
It's Star Wars one.
Oh, see, Shay likes Star Wars jumpers as well, so he's in good taste. There we go. Brilliant. Are you all ready for Christmas, then? Are you all sorted?
Yeah.
And are you one of those really organised people? Do you get everything organised months in advance, or are you a bit of a last-minute person?
Not really.
No. I've still got stuff to wrap, so, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I might go do some... I mean, I might go and buy... There's always somebody I forget to buy a present for, and then I realise at the last minute I have to run out and fight someone for a box of chocolates at a petrol station. So, Andrew, what is happening for your for Christmas this year? You've got family round and things like that?
Yeah,
we're your sisters. Brilliant. How many of you are there for the Christmas dinner tomorrow?
We're going
12. 12? That's a very big turkey.
Yeah.
Is there going to be enough to go round?
Yeah.
And, Andrew, who's cooking the turkey this year?
My sister Becky.
Oh, there you go. Morning to Becky. Is she busy preparing stuff? Getting things ready. And here's a question for you, Andrew. Are you a fan of Brussels sprouts?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with Brussels sprouts?
I don't like them.
Are they disgusting?
Yeah.
I don't mind them, as long as they're cooked properly, because there's nothing worse than a plate of sprouts that are like bullets, and you take your teeth out. I mean, you know, these are lovely sprouts. Take a bite, and suddenly you find your teeth on the plate. That's not good for Christmas Day. But anyway, what are you, are you anything you're hoping you're going to get for Christmas this year, Andrew? Find out tomorrow. Nice surprise tomorrow. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for, you know, getting in touch every week, having a request on Beatles songs and other songs as well. It's been really nice to have you there and your support in over last year. That's good to know. We always enjoy having you on as well. Have you been listening to Join in a Shower this morning?
Yeah.
I'm going to play it again because everyone loves.
I don't know what the song is.
Yeah. Do you enjoy my singing as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Andrew enjoys my singing.
Some of that's tricky.
Let's play it. Yeah. Let's play this again.
I don't know what the song is.
A winter's night and a distant choir and the peal of a bell and the Christmas tree smell and the eyes full of tinsel and fire.
I mean, I could be Christmas number one next week, next year, couldn't I? I mean, wham this year, me next year. What do you reckon, Andrew?
You could be.
You see, Andrew's saying all the right things. You can come again, Andrew. So do you don't know what the song is? No. Okay, so Ashley worked it out very quickly. Luke, any ideas?
I actually don't know, actually. I was thinking White Christmas, but that, no.
That's not White Christmas. Not White Christmas. Christmas is in the title, though. It's, okay, I'm going to give you a clue, Andrew. There's a big one of it. So the man that sings it, think of a bakery, and then there's a big water area in Goldsworth Park. Does that help you?
No.
Greg Lake.
I know the big lake.
Yeah. Greg, I mean the bakery, Greg's.
Greg.
And the lake goes up, yeah. Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas is what I was singing in the shower.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. It's so good you couldn't work it out. There you go. Andrew, we have to go because we have the news coming up and the end of the show. But for all of us here at Radio Woking, yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family and thank you for listening
Merry
in.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a lovely Christmas tomorrow, won't you? Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Andrew. And thank you so much for your company today. We're back with you on Christmas morning from 9 o'clock for a festive special with more Christmas alphabet games. Thanks to our guests on the programme today. And we will catch you very soon. News for 12 on the way next. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas
thank
to you
too
as well.
And to
Merry
you too. Christmas.
And we'll catch you soon. And we'll leave you with my shower singing done by a professional. It's Greg Lake. And I Believe in Father Christmas.